This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for June 2012. Tonight, presidential comment. Headquarters news. On the international scene,
the Brunei government says it's cracking down on anyone found operating amateur radio gear without government authorization.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. First up tonight, presidential comment. So it's to the North Shore of Auckland we go, and it's a happy birthday and a very good evening to our president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Good evening, Jim, and thank you for the birthday wishes. Yes, the big 65. Firstly, I'd like to say a great big thank you to Nelson Branch and the great job done by their conference committee led by Stuart, ZL2STR. We all enjoyed the conference over Queen's birthday weekend with good food, good weather and good company. A full report on the conference proceedings and social activities will be in the next issue of Break In. While on the subject of conference, I'm very pleased to report that Wairarapa Branch 46 has offered to host conference in 2013. The venue will be the Copthorne Hotel and Resort, also known as Solway Park, on High Street in Masterton. We've had our annual conference at the Solway Park in previous years, and it's a great venue, so mark that on your calendar for next year. As many of you will have seen from Headquarters Info Line, we have a vacancy on council for the Midland Electoral District and are seeking nominations from amateurs who would be interested in standing for this position. I already have three people who have expressed interest, but if you'd like to put your name forward, please let me know. At the council meeting on Monday of Queen's birthday weekend, we considered a report from the IARU committee, which met over conference weekend. In particular, there was a request from the committee to review the funding for the next Region 3 conference being held in Ho Chi Minh City in November of this year. Council had previously approved a budget of $7,700, which would allow two people to attend. After consideration of the report, Council has agreed to increase this budget to just under $11,500, which will allow three people to attend. This might seem to be excessive that a small society like ours can afford to send three people, and I'm sure some of you are not happy to hear of this decision. Can I ask you to look at it like this? We need to safeguard our future and look to both promoting and protecting our valuable amateur radio spectrum. There is a real possibility of a new amateur band at 5 MHz coming up at the next World Radio Conference in 2015. However, there is also pressure on that part of the radio spectrum from new applications, in particular oceanic radar systems. We need to be working now to help the other amateur radio societies in Region 3 convince their administrations to support this proposal for a 60-metre amateur band. These things don't happen overnight, and a strong team from NZART at the Region 3 conference will help lay the groundwork for this proposed new band. Finally, I'd like to repeat a request from last month. Jamboree on the Air is coming up over Labor weekend, and I understand that a number of scout and guide groups around the country are planning a three-day camp to take advantage of the long weekend. While many of you will have plans for that weekend, if you're not otherwise busy, how about getting in touch now with your local scout or guide organisation and see what you can do to help them. JOTA is an excellent opportunity to introduce amateur radio to younger people, and I hope you'll take advantage of this. Well, that's it from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, will be holding their annual used equipment sale and club dinner at their club rooms, Heritage Park, State Highway 14, Whangarei, on Saturday, the 21st of July. Doors open for buyers at 10:30 a.m. Tables are $10 per 900mm. Now for bookings, contact Brian Winger, ZL1BSW, at 027-4913-888, 027-4913-888, or email bwinger at extra.co.nz. Now, the Auckland VHF group will be attending with their trading table. Delicious refreshments will also be available. The afternoon's free for you to do your own thing, catch up with friends, etc., and a scrumptious evening meal will be served at the club rooms. Gather at 6 p.m. for a meal at 6:30 p.m. The meals are $15. After-dinner activities are being organised. That's the Whangarei Radio Club sale day and dinner on the 21st of July. To Upper Hutt we go now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Another successful conference has come and gone, and a very special thanks goes to the Nelson Organising Committee and the branch for their tremendous efforts for not only ensuring there was something appealing for everyone to enjoy, but also turning on the most beautiful weather we have enjoyed over a Queen's Birthday weekend for a number of years. Many of you will have heard on the broadcast from conference that Council had agreed to run a membership promotion by the end of June. Council has now reconsidered this date as new information was recently learned from our Administration Liaison Officer and RSM regarding the removal of silent keys. It appears that RSM have a large number of death certificates and address amendments they have yet to process, so their database will be accurate. A membership drive is quite costly, so Council do want to make sure that we reach as many non-members as possible and do not upset anyone whose partner or spouse may have become a silent key. The drive will now be posted out during September. More details of this will be advised shortly. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. A reminder of this year's Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday the 11th of August. The venue will be the Hamilton Table Tennis Club Rooms, Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. Vendors from 8 a.m, buyers from 10 a.m. Table space, $20 a metre prepaid and $25 a metre on the day. All inquiries to Market Day, P.O. Box 606 in Hamilton, or email harcmday at nzart.org.nz. harcmday at nzart.org.nz. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join the Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Davis, W2JKD.
The Brunei government says it's cracking down on anyone found operating amateur radio gear without government authorization. Members of that nation's citizenry who are convicted of illegal use of amateur radio equipment without a license from the Authority for Info Communications Technology Industry of Brunei, Darussalam, or AITI, will face a maximum fine of 10,000 Brunei dollars, up to 3 years imprisonment or both. This new anti-pirate operating campaign appears aimed primarily at those unlicensed individuals who use mobile gear on the VHF and UHF amateur bands. It was announced by the AITI during a briefing on the first of several joint operations with the Barracas police to crack down on illegal use of radio equipment. The operations involved a dedicated corps of 16 police personnel and 7 AITI officials. The Federation of Radio Sport of Azerbaijan has applied for International Amateur Radio Union membership. The IARU Region 1 website reports that the application has found to be in order, and a proposal that organization be elected as an AIARU member has been put out to the vote. Member societies have requested to return their vote forms not later than November the 1st. The Federation of Radio Sport of Azerbaijan was founded back in December of 2001. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WB6VVV repeater serving Lancaster, California. The worldwide online repeater directory known as rFinder now supports D-Star. This as a direct result of its editorial staff attending the D-Star Forum at a recent Dayton Hamvention. According to the press release from the publication, it became apparent that there was a lack of D-Star repeater locating options to the vastly growing population of D-Star user base. As a result, as of May 24th, Our Finder fully supports D-Star in the directory. Our Finder is available in the Apple Store for iPhone and Android devices. The web version can be found at www.rfinder.net. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Jim. And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. With the latest update in the areas of antenna restrictions and district plans, here he is, Mike Newman, ZO1BNB, reporting from Whanganui.
Good evening, listeners. In last month's official broadcast, you heard of the success of the joint appeal of Branch 88, Tauranga Emergency Communications Group, and NZART against the Tauranga City Council's proposed district plan. At conference in Nelson, I was able to address the annual general meeting on progress to date, and around 20 members attended a Sunday morning forum on the topic of antennas planning and the Resource Management Act. Earlier this month, I attended a hearing in Martin, where Branch 23, Martin Branch, and NZART were opposing the Rangitiki district plan, and I was able to inform the hearing committee, consisting of a councillor and two independent commissioners, of the outcome in Tauranga and our expectation that they would take that outcome on board in reaching their decision. Titahi Bay Branch has made an excellent submission to Porirua City Council on the Porirua City District Plan, which is in the final stages of drafting before being publicly notified for submissions. I have been made aware of the proposed review of the Waipa District Plan, for which submissions closed late in July. I will be working with Te Awamutu and Cambridge branches on a submission to Waipa District Council. The 2010 amendments to the Resource Management Act have enabled councils to review their district plans on a rolling basis, rather than reviewing the complete plan at 10 yearly intervals. Some councils are now working in this way. These rolling reviews will not be publicly as visible as before. They will become more a part of the background of general council activities, and they may not be as widely advertised. So for this reason, you must all be watching out for the changes that could affect amateur radio antennas and their supporting structures. My advice is that you send an email off to your council asking them if they are currently proposing or undertaking a review and asking at what stage any review has reached. Ask to be placed on the list of persons who will be involved in the consultation stages and to receive notifications of and be asked for comment on forthcoming reviews. The Tauranga decision cannot be allowed to be confined only to Tauranga. It needs to be incorporated in the plans for all other districts in New Zealand, and you all have a role to play in achieving this goal. And if you need any further information or advice, please contact me, ZL1BNB, at nzart.org.nz. And that's all for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZART's local government liaison officer. The NZART National Conference was held right here in sunny Nelson earlier this month. With the final wrap tonight, here's Conference Committee Secretary Topsy Scott, ZL2LS.
On behalf of the Conference Committee, we say thank you. We had 175 registered attendees for conference, which was really great to see. This was the exact same number of registrations we had when Nelson hosted the conference 10 years ago. We would like to thank each and every one of you for your support in coming to Nelson for conference. We know there is an expense involved for you all to attend, and to have as many of you there as we did was great. This shows fantastic support for the association. We all hope that you enjoyed the weekend's program as much as we enjoyed hosting it all for you. And hopefully we will see you all at conference next year. Now, we have some lost property handed in that was left at the WOW visit on Sunday morning. So if any of you guys that went to the WOW visit have lost a hat, please contact me. We have it here. So once again, thank you from the Hamtastic Conference Committee.
Thank you, Topsy. Conference Committee Secretary Topsy Scott, ZL2LS. Moving right along to Waro News, and tonight it's a special welcome back to retired Waro News contributor Kathy Purdy, ZL2ADK, standing in for Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Good evening, everyone. once again. I thought my days of doing this broadcast were over, but I was only happy to help out while Rosemary enjoys warmer weather than it certainly has been down here. Conference for this year is now history, but the information I've received said that the hospitality was wonderful, the food was amazing, and the company was first class. Well done, Nelson. As is usual, our AGM was held at this time, and except for a few changes, Wairoa's executive stays the same, with Margaret, ZL1MB, serving her last term as president, myself, ZL280K, as vice president, Lynette, ZL1LL, as secretary, and the committee consisting of Bev, ZL3OV, and Marlene, ZL1MY. We have a new treasurer, Heather Scott, ZL2TYF. It is to be Heather, your subs are now due. They remain at $15, reducible to $10 if paid by August, and $5 for each sponsored member. Please send your subs to Heather's address at 32A Gladstone Road, Richmond, Nelson. One of the nice things that happens at our AGM is the awarding of the Myrtle Erland Trophy for Outstanding Service to Wairoa. This year it was awarded to Bev Osborne, ZL1OS. Congratulations, Bev. It has been richly deserved. Bev produces our wonderful newsy Wairoa bulletins, is a past president, awards manager, and has been involved in most other things that have happened over the last few years. Lynette, ZL1LL, Biney, ZL2AZY, and Sharon, ZL3AE, and their OMs, attended the Worldwide YL get-together in Adelaide at the beginning of May, and I believe had a great time. They tell us that the next big Alara get-together will be late October 2014 in Nelson Bay, just out of Newcastle in New South Wales. Mark that on your advance calendar, as these occasions are always a lot of fun. Well, that's it for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Kathy. Great to have you back on the broadcast. Reporting for Wairoa, Kathy Purdy, ZL2ADK. Finally in the lineup tonight, it's Branch News Time. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. From the 29er, newsletter of NZART Branch 29, North Shore. The next meeting is on Monday, July the 9th at the Club Rooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sunnynook. Dennis, ZL1TAY, will give a talk on British radar in World War II. To the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART. There is a midwinter club dinner held at the New Lynn RSA on Wednesday the 11th of July starting 6:30 p.m. Prices are very reasonable and partners are most welcome. The Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, has a junk sale at the clubhouse on Stadium Drive in Pukekohe on Tuesday the 17th of July starting 7:30 p.m. This is described as a conducted sale of amateur radio and electronics gear. A raffle of produce will be offered, and at the end of proceedings, a complimentary supper will be provided. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, July the 2nd, at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. The topic is squid bowls. To NZART Branch 50, the Wellington Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting of the social group will be held at the Lutheran Hall in King Street in Newtown on Tuesday the 26th of June at 1:30 p.m. All visitors are welcome. For more information, contact Mike, ZL2VMH, or Tonu, ZL2ALJ. Finally, the next meeting of the Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56 NZART, will be on Tuesday, the 26th of June, at the clubrooms in Auburn Park in Upper Riccarton. There will be a report on the recent NZART conference, followed by a talk by Malcolm Gordon, ZL3UU, on ultra-fast broadband in Hallswell. Visitors and guests are most welcome. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Friday, the 29th of June. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th of July. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for June 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.